Hi, I'm Anne Marie, and this is my first podcast. So today I'm going to talk about, just problems I'm having right now, and I just think it would be good to get it out. I was also thinking about doing a vlog, so like a daily vlog with a podcast. So I'll be like, okay, I'm going here, and like stuff like that, like YouTube videos, but just with a podcast. I think that'd be kind of cool. Yeah. I guess I just want to talk about some problems I've had in the past that maybe you could relate to, other people could relate to. So a lot of my problems have to do with anxiety and eating disorders and stuff like that. So I guess I'll start from the beginning. So my entire life, I think I've had anxiety even when I was little. Like, you know, just like dumb stuff like being afraid of the dark. But when I was like 11, I started being self-conscious, and I'm in gymnastics, so all of my friends were super, like, I had this one friend who was like 60 pounds, and I was like, well, she's good at gymnastics, and I want to be good at gymnastics, so I need to be 60 pounds. And so I started trying to diet, and I wouldn't eat a lot of food, so that was my first phase when I was kind of like anorexic. And then the second phase was where I would get really, really hungry, so I would eat a lot of food, but then I would exercise a ton. And now I'm in a phase where I just eat too much food, and it's just not good for me. I also have this thing, I'm not sure what it's called, but it's when you're overly obsessed with healthy eating. So I kind of want to go into that. So basically what happened is, okay, this is really, I like feel bad about this, but like one of my friends, she was like overweight, right? And I was like, well, that's not, you know, like I don't care. I love her. She's my friend. It's fine. But I think it was my birthday party and she was eating so much food and I was like, oh, this is probably why she's overweight. And then later I realized like, well, if I'm not as thin as my friends, which, okay, this is the thing. I was just as thin as my friends. I also had body dysmorphia, so I thought I was so fat. I thought I was so much heavier than all my friends, but really, we were exactly the same size. But anyway, since I thought that I was way fatter than them, I was like, okay, I'm already fatter than them. So if they see me eat unhealthy, they're gonna be like, oh, okay, that's why she's fat. Because that's what I did to my friend, and I didn't want them to think that. Which is kind of, it's really messed up, but, you know, it's just what I was thinking. And I was like, okay, I need to start eating healthy. So I watched all these YouTube videos about healthy eating and like being vegan and like all this stuff. And I was like, okay, I needed to do this because I don't want people to think I'm fat. So, and I also thought it would help me lose weight, but did not help me lose weight in the long run because I just, my mind got so messed up. Everything, just the thoughts of constantly, all you think about is food. What are you eating? How many calories are you burning? Like, all this stuff. And then when you eat too much food, you get so stressed out. And you're like, one, you're stressed out because you're like, oh my god, I'm going to be so fat. Two, you're stressed out because you lost control of yourself. And three, you're just, you have so many things already happening in your life. And this is the one thing you're trying to control and you lost control of it. And it's the most frustrating thing. And yeah, and then you also feel very insecure about yourself, and it's horrible. Anyway, I forgot what I was talking about because I started ranting about that. Oh, I was talking about overly healthy eating, right? So I started eating super healthy, and before that, I was eating so much ice cream and all this stuff, which is fine because I was little. So I started eating really healthy. Everything's super healthy, like, I don't know, just like smoothies, oatmeal, salads, all that stuff. And at first it was okay, but then over time, I think that every single food is unhealthy. Like, I can find something wrong with every single food, and it makes me stressed out because I am obsessed with eating healthy, And when I find a flaw in every single food I eat, I feel like I'm not eating healthy enough. And it adds even more stress and anxiety. Sorry if you can hear that. There's a helicopter over my house right now. So, yeah. Just wait for that to pass. Okay, so now that we've moved on from overly healthy eating and all that eating disorder, I guess I'll just talk about anxiety and how it's affected my life. So, I don't even know where to start, honestly. I guess I'll start at practice. So, if you're a person, you've experienced mental blocks. Mental blocks, I think that probably everyone's had a mental block, but maybe you haven't recognized that's a mental block yet. So for me, mental blocks are skills, especially in gymnastics, that I've had for a long time, that suddenly I'm afraid to go. So you, in your mind, you're like, I can do this, I'm ready, it's fine. But you're scared. And then you try to go, and your body, it seems like your body is trying to stop you. And it's very frustrating because you're like, I've always had the skill, I need to get the skill back. But what I've learned, this is like so mind-blowing, honestly, is that when you have a lot of anxiety, your brain goes into this thing. It's like fight or flight. And you're having anxiety, okay? And you're scared of the skill, so your brain is like, oh my god, if I do this skill, like your anxiety makes you think, even though you're 100% fine, your anxiety makes you think that you're gonna die. And that's why it feels like your body is stopping you, because your body's like, I don't want to die. No, you're not doing this, you know? And it's like all freaked out. And really, you're fine. So one of the things that's helped me overcome anxiety, my skills, is just being like, okay, I'm scared to do this because it's my anxiety freaking out for no reason. And that's it. It helps me so much. Another great thing for dealing with anxiety is meditation, which sounds a little bit cheesy, but I just want you to try it, okay? For like a week, just do a week, okay? It'll change your life. So just, I recommend downloading the app Calm and then do the 7 days of Calm. After that, go to the app Headspace, okay? And then do, it's like a 30-day challenge or something of like calming anxiety, and so do that afterwards. And after that, you'll be a pro at meditating, so you can just do meditation on your own. I also think that just going outside and taking a walk is a great way to fight anxiety. A third thing, if you're just in the middle of practice or any other place where you're so scared, what you gotta do is take 3 deep breaths in and out and try to get back to that meditative state. Then you want to recognize that this is just anxiety and that it's not your fault and you are fine. Realize that you are fine. It's gonna be okay. It's just anxiety and that is it. And it's totally normal. And you're normal. And there's nothing to be stressed out about. Just take one more deep breath. Focus what you're gonna do. Picture in your mind. Accept and know that you're gonna do that skill. And then do 1, 2, 3, and you just have to go. Once you go, your body will go into muscle memory and you'll be fine. And it'll be all good. And mental blocks are not just with sports or doing certain skills. I think that they can also be in life. Like, I feel like some adults, they're afraid to go after their dreams. And I think that is a mental block as well. Like, you're afraid you're not going to make money. And you're not going to make, I don't know. I don't even know what it is. Like, I feel like people think that there is a set ladder to success. And success means making money, buying a house, and having a family. But I just think that the goal of everyone is to be happy. People think that if they take this ladder, straight up ladder, and they're like, okay, if I have money and a family, then I will be happy. Having money will make me happy. Doing this 9-to-5 job or whatever it is it's going to make me happy. But really, if it's not your passion, it's never going to make you happy. So I think that people don't, once they, even if the people realize, okay, I need to do my passion, whatever that is, to make me happy. Even if they realize that, they're scared. They're like scared they're going to be, exposed to the world. Like, what if they fail? What if they don't make it? All the stuff, like, what if they get hurt, you know? But then again, you have to think back. It's just like the skill. It's just the anxiety. It's not a real fear. Your anxiety is making you afraid. It's almost like, you know, it is a mental block. It's telling you, like, it doesn't think this is safe, but it is safe, and it's what will make you happy. But your body doesn't know that yet, so you just have to take, you know, meditate, deep breaths, and go for your dreams. This will make you so happy. You'll be so much happier than you were when you're just doing what you, I don't know, when you're, like, listening to your anxiety. And, yeah, that's really all. So, anyone's watching this, maybe they can, like, I don't know how this app works, but I guess DM or, like, comment or something. Just be like, say if you would like a daily vlog, or if you'd like to talk about gymnastics, any subjects. Like, I don't know, I'm free to talk about anything. It doesn't even have to be about mental health or gymnastics. It can be about literally anything. I'm down to talk. It can be like a Q&A. It can be like a vlog. It can just be like, maybe like an interview with other people. I don't know. It could be so cool. I just think this app is such a cool opportunity to just share my thoughts, and I can also help other people who are going through anything. I can just try to make them happier or understand what's going on in their lives. Oh, and last thing, if you're going through anything mental health related or anything at all, honestly, you can go to professional help, and that will always help you, okay? So anyway, I hope you have a beautiful, happy day, or great dreams, I guess, if you're listening to this at night. Bye!